Today's game, like most games in the NFL, is about winning the line of scrimmage. And we did not do that on either side of the football. Offensively, our quarterback was under duress all day. We weren't able to establish a running game. And then I thought after the first couple of drives, at least we played a little bit better defensively. We lost a turnover battle. You can't give the ball to our opponent and have them return it for touchdowns multiple times. And, you know, that was the difference in the game. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Your coach, how disappointed was the performance given what was on the line, division title and playoff turn?
You guys saw the game. Very disappointed in terms of how we performed. Not acceptable at all. You know, ma'am, I've answered this many times, you know, and I'm here as the head football coach until Arthur Blank tells me anything different.
What do you say to the team, coach, after the locker room?
This is not how you want to finish. Appreciate their hard work all this season, but this is not the way that you want to finish. And hopefully the guys that are going to be here in the future will remember it. I'm not going to comment. That's not my choice. This is a business about winning football games, and that's how you're judged. I understand that, and I'll leave it at that.
How much do you think that Matt pick six really flipped that game around, particularly how conservative Carolina seemed to be playing and they put them up by two touchdowns?
Again, guys, when you turn the ball over and you get and you get where your defense isn't even out on the field when they're scoring, that's tough to overcome. Statistically, when you throw pick sixes, you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna like where you're at.
Coach, when you reflect on the season, what do you say to yourself, like, man, I wish I would have done this better?
I wish I'd have done a whole lot of things better. Ultimately, I'm the one that's held responsible. This is a 6-10 football team, and there's one person that the record is attributed to. That's the head football coach, and we were 6-10 in 2014. There's a whole lot of things I could have done differently and better, and they're all learning experiences, and I will take those and in the future make sure that I don't make the same mistakes that I've made this season.
Did you think the effort on that second interception that went back for a touchdown, there was some grumblings that Matt It didn't look good. He waved by the guy ran into the end zone. You didn't have any problem on the effort trying to make a tackle at the end there?
Guys, I didn't see. You know, I saw guys trying to get him, you know, get him down. I didn't see a specific player, and I'm not privy to comment about that because I didn't see it.
Mike, as you look back on just the last two seasons, being 10-22, and you were so close to the Super Bowl, there's been a lot of personnel changes and whatnot since you got that team in 2012. But how difficult have the last few years?
When you don't win, it's not fun. We know what the expectations are. We set the bar very high here from the very first day. We won a lot of football games. In the last 2 years, we haven't been able to do that. This is a business about what have you done for me lately. And obviously, the season this year was not up to the expectations of me or anybody in the organization, nor any of our fans.
Coach, there was a report on ESPN just before kickoff that the Falcons had hired a search firm. Should there be a change, a potential change? Any distraction at all?
Look, guys, I'm not going to comment about what you guys talk about and what you guys have. You know, there's distractions every day you go to work. When you go to work, you have distractions at your work. When I go to work, I have distractions at my work. And I'm not going to comment about some report that probably has no validity to it.
Was there anything this week, because you guys, you know, coming off a big win at New Orleans last week, well executed, anything in practice that led you to believe this?
Absolutely not. Shocked that the way that the ball game went. Thought we had a good week of preparation, but we didn't execute, obviously, you know, across the board.
Like, there had been so much success up until last year with your staff and
lot of people wrote off last season as some aberration, thought this year you guys were turning around again.
Yeah.
The fact that this has happened again, does it send a signal to you that there are serious problems in the organization?
It sends signals to me that I didn't get the job done. I'm the one that's held responsible for it. No one else in this building is, and it's my responsibility for the seasons that we've had the entire time that we've been here.